Welcome to the official podcast of the English Montreal School Board Holocaust Education Program, supported by a grant from the Jewish Community Foundation of Montreal for the 2022-23 academic year. Here are your hosts, Mark Bergman and Eliane Goldstein.
Welcome to another edition of the Holocaust Education Program podcast. I'm Mark Bergman, joined by grade 5 students at Garden View Elementary School in Saint-Laurent who have spent the last few months learning about the Holocaust. And one of the opportunities that they had was going to the Holocaust Museum, which brought all of what they learned to life. So we'll talk to their teacher, Ms. Fogel, in a few seconds, along with students Olivia Tsellis, Konstantina Kromida, and David Tarasacco. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I can't wait to talk to you. And maybe we'll start with Ms. Fogel to kind of just set up what the students learned about the Holocaust before coming to the museum.
So starting in January, we do a lot of discussions about discrimination, just in general, what kinds of groups are discriminated against, what is discrimination, how does it make you feel? We do some activities to really make that feel, you know, so the students understand what discrimination is. We talk about prejudice and generalization. We talk about being a bystander and how it's important when you see something that's wrong, that you stand up against it. And that, you know, sometimes that if you watch someone do something horrible and you do nothing at all, sometimes that makes you just as bad. And the students all happen to agree with that. And from there, we go into the history of anti-Semitism. The students learned like the deep roots of anti-Semitism, how it started. And that took us to the Holocaust. We explained, you know, Hitler's rise to power and his plan to basically exterminate all of the Jewish people. The students learned about the ghettos and the concentration camps, the Final Solution, and finally how the war ended. We brought in pictures survivors' testimonies and all that they learned before, but really going to the Holocaust Museum brought it more, like you said, to life. They were able to really picture and imagine things and put what they learned more to a human perspective, if you will.
I'm curious from the students, what did you guys know about the Holocaust before learning about it in school?
I really didn't know a lot at all. All I knew was just that there was this guy called Hitler who was trying to kill all of the Jews. Until I went to the Holocaust Museum, I didn't really know much at all because no one really told me about it.
And Konstantina or Olivia?
Before going to the museum, I know quite a lot about the Holocaust. I know that what started it was Hitler because of World War One. Everyone was in a depression. I knew that it was a really bad thing that had happened, that they were putting a blame on the Jewish people on all of this. I know that they were burning the Jewish books. I knew that they were killing them, doing tests on them, etc. But going to the museum, it just made everything surreal and made me understand the situation even more.
Konstantina, can I ask you how you were affected by the tour?
One thing that really affected me was when I learned about they did tests on twins just to see if they hurt one twin, it would hurt the other. As a twin, it just really just made me feel bad and like it just scared me and made me feel like confused why someone would do this just to test on someone on something that isn't really a good question.
You're right. Olivia, can you tell me a little bit about maybe the part that affected you the most when you were at the museum?
The majority of all was just like the destruction of the businesses. And now when you're putting your life and your hard work and dedication into something just to have someone come around and take it away, especially with like the burning of the books as well. You're taking someone's taking away something that you love and you literally put your dedication into while you're praying and everything. And then they come in, take it, and they're burning it all. Like even with the breaking of the glass and the businesses and everything, all of your money, all of everything that you put into your entire life, even stuff that was hand down from, example, your grandparents or whatever, they took and destroyed. And it just felt awful.
David, if you could think back, was there one moment or maybe something that you saw at the museum that really affected you? Something specific that you saw?
Well, for me, it was I saw suitcases of people's stuff, and next to it was a sign that said pretty much that if people were lucky enough, the soldiers would let them bring a few things that are able to fit in the suitcase, which means that they had to leave almost all of the things that they ever owned behind, and they only got to bring one or two things with them.
And how did that make you feel knowing that?
Well, it made me feel kind of like sad, because if I had to give away all of my things and I can only keep one or two things, it would make me feel really sad, because, you know, I really like everything that I have currently.
For sure. So, Ms. Fogel, it's quite obvious that the students were affected in each their own way.
Well, like the students already said, it makes things feel more real. A few of the items that a lot of the students noticed and picked up on, one of it was a board game that the Nazis would use to indoctrinate German children and to make them believe that the Jewish people were bad. It was kind of like a snakes and ladders, but the person who was able to capture the most Jews was the winner in the game. And the students came back shocked to see that. And we had a whole discussion about it afterwards, how, you know, if your parents are playing a game with you, you trust your parents and you trust your teachers. And if they're playing this game, you believe that the game is real. And so the students realized how the Nazi children or the German children were brainwashed into really believing that the Jewish people were bad, and how all of that hatred spread so quickly. And then the other item that really brought everything we learned to life was there were many dolls that were taken away from children, and the students of Garden View were so sad to see, because to them, those dolls meant babies, children who didn't deserve to have their lives taken away, let alone their dolls, their toys.
A lot of people knew what was going on during the Holocaust. And what are your thoughts about people that saw and heard and knew what was going on but did nothing?
Well, I feel like if you see something, you should definitely say something about it, or, you know, go and tell people about it so you can help the people. I heard that there is people who live right next to like some ghettos and camps, and they just watched and did nothing. Maybe you can't do anything alone, but you can definitely go and get other people to help with you.
Yeah, and I was going to ask either Olivia or Constantina, how can we take that lesson and translate that to present day?
For example, if you see something wrong happening, or if you see like a fight on the streets, go get help or whatever, because like something worse can happen. And this is exactly how it started. It started as something small. Everybody thought this guy was crazy and that it was all going to pass eventually. And then it ended up as mass genocide of over 10 million people.
It could start as just that. It could already be a big problem, but it could accelerate and become a bigger problem, causing people to get hurt or even get or even die. Sometimes people get in fights. If someone doesn't help, people just film there, just stand there doing nothing, and it really doesn't help. I feel like if you just stand there and doing nothing, it doesn't help the situation, and you're not any different than the person causing the trouble.
You're right. Ms. Fogel, again, your students are so well spoken, and I was going to ask you, what, you know, why is it so important that grade five students learn about the Holocaust? But this is, you know, a case in point.
Yeah, exactly. I think they really understand how important it is to speak up. And the reason why it's so important to go to the Holocaust Museum, like we've been talking about in class, is the survivors, unfortunately, that generation is slowly fizzling out, and we have to carry along their stories. We were privileged to meet with two survivors and to hear their stories. And I know that the students went home and they told their parents and they told their siblings. And that's what we have to do. We have to speak up, and we have to remember that this happened. And if we forget, we could let it happen again. So every time we see something wrong happening, discrimination, racism, like you said, we have a responsibility to do something, because it might, like you said, seem like something small or insignificant, but it will escalate and it can lead to something like the Holocaust if we stand by and do nothing.
Does anybody want to tell me a little bit of what you learned from the survivors and a little bit about their story? Sure, I see some hands up.
Well, the survivor that I met, he said that his family, they're in like a ghetto with his mom, dad, uncle, aunt, and cousin. And he said that like his dad and uncle were able to escape from a hole in the fence, but it was too late for the rest of his family to go, so he had to hide in an abandoned building. And both his cousin and aunt were both killed when soldiers came in and found them. But luckily, his mom and him were well hidden. And then afterwards, they were able to escape the ghetto, and they found out that his uncle and father were actually alive. And it was a big moment for him, he told us. And later on, he got to a farm where a farmer had a hill that had potatoes in it where he stored his potatoes. And he let them hide in his mom and him hide in there. And they stayed there for about 2 years, he said.
Yeah.
And then until the Holocaust was over.
Even though there were a lot of bad people during the Holocaust, there were also some good people that helped and saved lives. And those people are, I don't know if you know, those people are honored and recognized today for all the good deeds that they did to save a lot of people. Olivia, I saw your hand up.
Yeah, we all met the same one. It was like, yeah, he was like hidden and everything. And we also like picked up that like, still there were, as you said, there's wasn't only bad people. Like, for example, people like that, there was the resistance also in Denmark, and what else? There was like a bunch of other things. And even like the Soviets that came and took the prisoners out of the camps at the end.
How can we help eradicate racism in schools today?
So I'd say that you would have to teach them about racism and show them like how bad it is, so they really think about like not doing it. And also teaching them about other religions and stuff like that a lot would help them understand it, so they don't make fun of people for it.
That's what David said. I agree with him a lot when he said to teach about other religions. It's good to know before anyone gets to know about the religion without knowing what they do and what they believe in, and they can make fun of it. For example, for Jewish people or Islam people, we learned about it in school, and we learned about their beliefs and what they celebrate, and it was easier to understand. And even some of them, some people in my class participated in that race, and it was easier to understand them and support them than actually like go against it when you actually learn more about the race.
That actually is a great point, and I love that point to end off the podcast. Ms. Vogel, I'm going to let you wrap it up. Your students are so well-spoken, and you must be so proud of what they learned and able to express themselves as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm very proud. I know that they've definitely taken away a lot about the world just from learning about this point in history. The Holocaust Museum definitely has helped, but we have to keep talking about it. We have to, tell our friends, tell our neighbors, tell our relatives what we saw, what we heard, again, so that it will never happen again.
Ms. Vogel's grade 5 class at Garden View Elementary, Olivia, Constantina, David, and Ms. Vogel, thank you all for joining us.
Thank you very much.